Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. This month marks the 20th anniversary of the genocide in Rwanda. Susan Thompson, assistant professor of peace and conflict studies at Colgate University, details the differences in Rwanda since those tragic events.
Beginning in April 1994, some 800,000 Rwandans were killed in just over 100 days. Most of the dead were ethnic Tutsi. Most of the killers were ethnic Hutu. Since 1994, the post-genocide government has embarked on an ambitious effort to refashion Rwandan politics, economy, and society, and the country's accomplishments have garnered widespread praise. Kigali, Rwanda's capital city, has a low crime rate, clean streets, shiny new buildings, and civic order that mask the realities of daily life. It is this partial and urban image of Rwanda since the 1994 genocide that many of us interested in the country see. But we must look beyond this rosy image to ask what life is like for the rural majority. Almost 90% of Rwandans live in rural areas, and 60% of those are subsistence farmers who struggle to raise their families on an average of just $1.50 per day. The economic gains that are so apparent in Kigali and so touted in the West have yet to reach the majority of the Rwandan population. There is a growing academic literature highlighting this urban-rural divide, uncovering a different side of Rwanda's post-genocide miracle. The economic gains do not address the basic needs of the rural population, as wealth is increasingly concentrated in the hands of a few. Rural Rwandans are at least as poor now as they were before the 1994 genocide, if not more so. In addition, post-genocide policies do not allow Rwandans to freely and openly participate in public life. As in approaching any foreign society, those interested in Rwanda, and especially those who plan to visit this magnificently beautiful country, or know people who do, will benefit greatly by looking beyond this initial urban image.
That was Susan Thompson of Colgate University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
I am sitting still.